This is St. Louis Public Radio. Last week, Mary Barton became the first female chief in the 65-year history of the St. Louis County Police Department. Over her long career, Barton has worked in every precinct but one, as a patrol officer in the vice and drug units, and as a detective. Before her promotion, she commanded the West County Precinct. She told St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman that beginning her new job in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic has been less taxing than people might think.
It's been a really strange kind of past 6 weeks ever since I got selected. I think that walking in the middle of a problem is a lot easier than walking in when there's nothing going on, because it keeps you on your toes. It makes you come to work and go, okay, what's going on today? What do I need to do? What do I need to fix? What are the challenges facing me today? Whereas there's no lulling me into a false sense of security and then something bad happening, it's already here.
You mentioned as you were being sworn in that your personality is much different than departing Chief John Belmar's. Where's the biggest difference that you see?
I am more of a consensus type management style. I like for people to tell me no. I like for people to tell me why this isn't a good idea. I think when you include people and you really hear all the different voices in the police department, that's how you make the best decision. And please don't misunderstand, I don't believe you can make everybody happy. But I think everybody needs a seat at the table.
When you were announced as the next chief, the president of the union called you a beacon of light to women officers. You are the first female chief in its department's history. Does that come with any added burden or pressure?
Oh yeah, no pressure. Yes, it does, because I would like to think that I was chosen for my qualifications and where I've been and what I've done and my character and the content of my character, and not my gender. I don't see myself as a beacon of light. What I see myself as is somebody who worked incredibly hard in this police department, didn't have a lot of support, and then realized that my job might have been just to mentor other people here and help them along. And if that is a beacon for other women, I would hope it would be a beacon for other people to say, you know what, maybe I should help somebody. Maybe I should mentor somebody along the way. That's what I really hope it brings out of that message.
Crime in the city, in the St. Louis region, doesn't observe boundaries at all. How would you describe your relationship with not only the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Chief, but all of the municipal chiefs that you have to work with to combat that issue?
I have really had a good relationship with many of the area chiefs, as because I've been on major case squad for over 25 years, and a lot of the municipal police departments are on major case in both here and in Illinois, and I've had very good relations with the city police. So I think we have to move forward as a region and say, what can we do better together? What can we do better, more efficiently, and how can we work together to pool our resources or to use our resources to get the job done?
And where are some areas where you see potential to expand regional cooperation?
Intelligence and information sharing. As you said, crime crosses boundaries, and it'd really be a good thing to know what's going on in the municipality right next door to you, especially since it kind of trickles over into the county or the city or whatever. So I think more real-time sharing of information and pooling of information in a spirit of cooperation would really impact crime and its prevention here in the region.
How would you characterize, or how do you view relationships between police and minority communities as we're approaching 6 years after Ferguson?
I believe that this department has taken great strides to engage the community, to get our message out there that we are trustworthy and we are people that you can trust and we are people that genuinely care about your problems. I think we've moved forward, but I will say this. You can't ever rest when you want people to be committed to working on relationships. You have to make sure that you're always doing your due diligence, and you have to make sure that as you move forward, you're checking yourself. Is this the best use of our resources? Is this the best use of our time? Is it effective? Is it efficient? And is it working? And if not, you need to reevaluate.
A lack of diversity among command staff has been a concern of many in the community. Do you have specific strategies to get more, especially women of color, into command ranks?
One of the issues is not just about diversity and in the promotional process. It's getting people to want to participate. If they don't participate, we can't really promote them, okay? So now we have to say, okay, how do we fix this promotional process where it's perceived as fair and equitable? And how do we get people to want to participate in it and want to seek leadership? And part of that has to be with a review and development of a professional development system for people here who choose to seek leadership positions. We don't have that here in any formalized fashion. So I think that that would be one of the things I would work on right out of the gate.
The county is currently paying millions of dollars to settle a discrimination lawsuit brought by a gay police lieutenant. Do you see anything more that could have been done in the past to avoid that outcome? And what will you do to ensure that there isn't a similar outcome in the future?
Well, I believe that one of the values of history is that we either learn for it or we're doomed to repeat it. So do I know of anything that could have been done differently in the history going back? No, I don't. I was not involved in that, so I can't really speak to what was done or what happened. But moving forward, as you know, we developed a diversity and inclusion unit in the police department, and I'm hoping to get a wider perspective of what they view the problems to be in the police department. It's about inclusion. It's about having a seat at the table and speaking your mind. It doesn't do any good if we say what we think people want to hear. I want you to tell me what you think I don't want to hear. I want to know the negative things. I can't please everybody, but you know what? You're going to get your seat at the table and you're going to get your 5 minutes. And I think that's important to people to know that their voice matters and that they have some say in the future direction of this police department. I would hope that based on that and the fact that we have learned a hard lesson here about how people see themselves in an organization, that we never repeat the mistakes of that decision.
How would you define success in your first year?
Well, I would still be chief. That would be successful. I would like for them to have been a period of calm. This police department in the last several years has seen its ups and downs. Ferguson and the death of an officer, and then the Stockley verdict, and then COVID-19. I would like to say we had 6 months where nothing bad happened here, and we just rolled along, continued to do our job, gave great service to the community, and we had a time to step back and go, okay, and take a breath, because we haven't had that in a long time.